Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Kane's semiconductor OSAT plant in Gujarat, hails India's growing role in global chip manufacturing. First phase of Census 2027 to begin tomorrow. Health Department directs strict compliance with licensing norms for health establishments in Nagaland. And NSDMA issues weather advisory as thunderstorms, heavy rain likely across Nagaland till 3rd of April. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the OSAT plant of Kane's Semiconductor in Sanand, Gujarat today. While inaugurating this plant during a one-day visit to Gujarat, he said that the production to be done by this plant is an important achievement in the field of semiconductors. He said that the chips to be manufactured in this plant in Sanand will reach America. He added that India is emerging as a leading partner in the field of semiconductors.
25 साल पहले आपने मुझे बनासकांठा और इस क्षेत्र के विकास का दायित्व सौंपा था। मैं जब तक गुजरात में रहा, मैंने इस काम को मिशन मोड में किया और 2014 के बाद से तो इसमें डबल इंजन की सरकार की ताकत भी शामिल है। आज भी यहाँ केंद्र और राज्य की करीब 20,000 करोड़ रुपए की परियोजनाएं शुरू हो रही है। इस प्रोजेक्ट से इस पूरे इलाके की तस्वीर बदलेगी। ऊर्जा, सड़क, रेलवे और हाउसिंग सेक्टर से जुड़े ये प्रोजेक्ट यहाँ के जीवन को एक नई गति देंगे।
The world's largest census will be conducted in two phases and the first phase will begin from tomorrow. For the first time, the census will be conducted digitally and the option of self-enumeration will also be available. Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan, Registrar General and Census Commissioner of India, speaking exclusively in the Public Speak program of Akashvani, explained how Census 2027 is different from previous census. He also clarified how Indians living in abroad will be able to participate in the census.
अभी जो प्रथम चरण की हम बात कर रहे हैं, प्रथम चरण बेसिकली मकानों की गणना और मकान सूचीकरण है। इसमें अगर बाहर रहते हैं कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता। हम दूसरे चरण में जब एक व्यक्ति की गणना कराते हैं तो उसमें जो बाहर रहने वाले हैं उनको एम्बेसी के माध्यम से उनकी गणना कराने की व्यवस्था है।
Health and Family Welfare Department has directed all health centers, hospitals, clinics and pharmacies across Nagaland, emphasizing strict compliance with licensing norms under Nagaland Healthcare Establishment Authority Act 1997, NHCE Act. In this regard, it has instructed all health establishments to apply for renewal of their licenses at least 6 months prior to the date of expiry. This move comes after authorities observed that many institutions are failing to adhere to the basic regulatory requirements laid down under the Act. It further reiterated that no health centers, hospitals or clinics should begin operations without first obtaining the required license. The department also noted of certain pharmacies engaging doctors to provide consultations within their premises. Clarifying the legal position, it said that any pharmacy employing a doctor effectively functions as a clinic should obtain a license under Clause 9 of NHCE Act. Chief Minister Nipuryu has extended festive greetings to Konyak, Chang and Pom community. On the occasion of Aulang, he wished for renewed hope and abundant prosperity for the Konyak community as they celebrate the arrival of New Year. He greeted the Changs on the occasion of Kundanglam and prayed for bountiful harvest, prosperity and collective progress during the new agricultural cycle. Mr. Ryu also conveyed greetings of growth and prosperity to the Pom community on the occasion of Pom Monyu. In a social media post X, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton also greeted this tribes and exuded how festivities are integral part of our Naga communities. Mr. Patton prayed for peace and harmony for the year ahead. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. State Council of Educational Research and Training Nagaland has released new publications developed by Social Science and Mathematics Cells. The publication includes pamphlets on road safety education for school students, a module on road safety education for school teachers, a coffee table book on the traditional arts and crafts of Nagaland, a teacher resource book on teaching of social science in middle stage, and a book titled Computational Thinking, Your First Steps. The books were released by its director, Kivira Leo Kirho. As part of Beti Bachao Beti Padao initiative, District Administration Newland and District Hub for Empowerment of Women, Mission Shakti yesterday organized visit to Newland Police Station for students of Modern High School Newland. EAC Kelingunyo Solo emphasized that the visit to such institution is crucial for girls students to know how to approach police in times of need. ASI Inzung Lungalang and LC Ningsang Younger took students through the intricacies of police functioning and highlighted legal measures available to citizens, especially girls and women. Nagaland will witness unsettled weather conditions till 3rd of April. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, in an advisory issued today, said thunderstorms accompanied by lightning, moderate to heavy rainfall and gusty winds of 30 to 40 kilometers per hour is expected at isolated to scattered locations. Districts including Paran, Dimapur, Kohima, Wakha, Twensang, Kifire, Mokokchung, Longlin and Pek are likely to experience thunderstorms with lightning and strong surface winds today and tomorrow. Similar weather conditions are also expected in Chumukedema, Mon, Newland, Tseminyu and other districts during the forecast period. The authority cautioned that heavy rainfall and strong winds may lead to poor visibility and other disruptions. The NSDMA has urged public to remain vigilant, avoid taking shelter under trees or near electric poles during lightning, stay indoors during storms, secure loose structures, and avoid unnecessary travel during intense rainfall. For real-time alerts and verified updates, it has advised citizens to use the Safer Nagaland app. Nagaland has added to its medal tally in athletics at the first Khelo India Tribal Games 2026 in Jagdalpur. According to Department of Youth Resources and Sports, Ridhul Hunyo Rachel Belho secured silver medal in the women's 100-meter sprint, clocking 12.9 seconds and finishing behind Jharkhand's Prithvi Oraon. This is the second medal for the state. In the men's 100 meters, Niketulia Belho finished fourth with a time of 10.93, narrowly missing a podium spot by just 0.02 seconds. Earlier, Tsuchoi T secured bronze in 5,000-meter event. The athletics events are set to continue till April 2, with more competitions lined up. Baptist School Botsa yesterday organized its 41st annual sports meet. Proprietor of NR Enterprises, Ningutio Rio, speaking as special guest, remarked that sports is an evolving landscape and it has grown into a dynamic global industry offering diverse career opportunities. Mr. Rio lauded the growing support for sports development in Nagaland under the leadership of Chief Minister Nipu Rio. The special guest urged the students to pursue their passions with determination and called parents and teachers to continue supporting the holistic development of children. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Kane's semiconductor OS-80 plant in Gujarat, hails India's growing role in global chip manufacturing. First phase of Census 2027 to begin tomorrow. Health Department directs strict compliance with licensing norms for health establishments in Nagaland. And NSDMA issues weather advisory as thunderstorms, heavy rain likely across Nagaland till 3rd of April. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.